in darkness, are starving for life's giving bread. They perish now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail, with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and welcome to all who are tuned in for another broadcast of the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is your speaker, Willie Murphy, and we are very glad to be coming to you once again over this powerful station of XEG, as we do each Friday night at 11 o'clock. It has been a real thrill to hear from those who are interested in the work of the Lord. We hope that each of you are well and doing what you can in His service. May we not be like the unprofitable servant who hid his talent, but let us use all of our abilities to advance our Lord's work while it is day. I'm thinking of one of the last commandments given by our Savior before ascending to his Father. This is recorded in Matthew 28:19-20. I quote, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. I notice in this verse that he says to go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now here is an unfinished task before us. The responsibility is clearly upon the shoulders of those who profess to be followers of Christ. If we fail to carry out this part of the call of God, then how shall we be able to stand before Him? We also know that it is the bringing of the gospel to those who sit in darkness that will give them peace. Today, there are many unreached fields where the people are hungry to know about the gospel. If we would do them a favor, render service for the Master, and also reap a reward at the ending of our journey here below, let us continue to spread the light of the gospel in every land. Now, for our broadcast at this time, I have with me here my oldest daughter, Kathleen. Some of you will remember that she was with us on the broadcast earlier this summer and made a few comments. Kathleen is 19. And is very much interested in the missionary work. She has been of real service this summer in helping with the secretarial work here at the Mission Trail, but it seems that her heart still yearns for Mexico, where she spent considerable time, and she loves this part of the Lord's work. Perhaps you would like to hear a little more about this mission work directly from Kathleen. Here she is.
Thank you. Yes, I have enjoyed working with the people in Mexico. So often I have thought of the verse where Jesus said, "Whom the Son hath made free is free indeed." I think that when he said this, he didn't mean our physical bodies as much as he meant that we were to be free from all things which would bind us in our actions and thoughts.
Yes, this is true. Now, tell us whether you found those who were hungry for the gospel there.
Yes, so many are eager to hear the gospel. One man saw a Bible lying in the car and asked about it. We gave it to him, and he started reading it. He said, "It is so beautiful." He enjoyed it so well that we gave it to him.
Now, was this Bible printed in Spanish?
Yes, Spanish is their language.
How well did you get along with the Spanish language?
I had several years of Spanish in school. This was a help, but in some cases I found it was hard for me to understand them, and they had difficulties in understanding me.
Do you think it was also a help to you in learning Spanish to actually converse with the people?
Definitely so, because before you can understand anyone, you have to think as they think.
Now, I understand you had a Sunday school class and a sewing class. Were they in Spanish?
Yes.
About how many came regularly to this sewing class?
Between 13 and 15. At other times, there were more which didn't attend regularly.
Did they seem to enjoy it?
Yes, they all wanted to know how to sew, and even the mothers would have liked to have come, but I already had a large enough class. Our house is so small that with even 13 or 15 in the room, you can hardly move.
Now, tell what was perhaps one of the most outstanding things you recall about these classes in Mexico.
Well, the classes started when some of the girls wanted to learn how to sew. I said that I would be willing to teach them. Of course, there is much talking about the services and many questions during the class. One evening I was sitting on the bed close to the machine, and the rest of the room was full of girls. They were cutting quilt blocks from the material which was in the center of the room, and all were talking. Some of them were waiting for their turn at the machine. One who was waiting came over and sat down beside me on the bed. She began asking me questions about, "Do you sleep here?" I told her that I did. "By yourself?" "Yes." "But aren't you afraid?" I told her that I had no fear to sleep in myself, but the devil. She glanced back across her shoulder at the window as if just the idea made her afraid. I went on to explain to her that there was no reason for me to be afraid, as I had the Lord on my side and he had promised to protect me. This seemed to be a new idea to her, that the Lord takes away all fear. Many there are learning this truth, and it is bringing much comfort to them. They are also learning that the Lord can heal them when they are sick. One lady came to our house for her healing, and after we'd explained the scriptures of healing to her, she was willing that we should pray for her. The Lord did hear and answer this prayer, and she gives God all the glory for her healing. And, of course, it is a real blessing when they find that God can save them from sin and give them eternal life. At one service, when we asked them to tell what God had done for them, there were several who gave their testimonies. One told how God was his Savior, healer, his all in all. It was an inspiration and encouragement to us to work a little harder.
Very good. I'm sure that there are those who would be glad to hear of your experiences in this field. Now, of course, there are others laboring in this area, and we trust that God will bless their labors also. Now, I know there are some deeply interested in missionary work, yet because of various reasons are unable to go themselves. Nevertheless, there are opportunities to do good all around us each day. So, if each will do the task before them, there is promise of a sure reward. Now, suppose you give us this poem which you have to encourage each one along the road of duty.
If you cannot on the ocean sail among the swiftest fleet, rocking on the highest billows, laughing at the storms you meet, you can't stand among the sailors anchored yet within the bay. You can lend a hand to help them as they launch their boats away. If you are too weak to journey up the mountain, steep and high, you can stand within the valley while the multitudes go by. You can chant in happy measure as they slowly pass along. Though they may forget the singer, they will not forget the song. If you have not gold and silver ever ready at command, if you cannot toward the needy reach an ever-helping hand, you can succor the afflicted, or the erring you can weep. With the Savior's true disciples, you a tireless watch may keep. If you cannot in the harvest garner up the richest sheaves, many a grain, both ripe and golden, oft the careless reaper leaves. Go and glean among the briars growing rank against the wall, for it may be that their shadow hides the heaviest wheat of all. If you cannot in the conflict prove yourself a soldier true, if where fire and smoke are thickest there's no work for you to do, when the battlefield is silent, you can go with careful tread. You can bear away the wounded. You can cover up the dead. Do not then stand idly waiting for some greater work to do. Fortune is a lazy goddess. She will never come to you. Go and toil in any vineyard. Do not fear to do or dare. If you want a field of labor, you can find it anywhere.
Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we pray that you will give us a greater vision of the task before thy people. Help us to give ourselves without reserve to carry out thy commands to go into all the world with the gospel. Bless those who are still waiting for Christ's sake. Amen. Here now is a song by Bob Forbes, Doral Forbes, Randall Flynn, and Melvin Doolittle. Tell me the story of Jesus.
Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus. My heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where
you're listening to the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you have received encouragement, we would like to hear from you. Also, if you would like a copy of today's message in print, you may have one free of charge by addressing the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Be with us again next Friday night at 11 o'clock over this same station. Until then, this is your speaker, Willie Murphy.
And Kathleen.
Saying may God bless you richly and a very pleasant
good night.
Love paid the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus.